What was the turning point in your mind in half number two?
You know, the turning point was we didn't play hard enough in the second half. And we didn't play tough enough in the second half. And we didn't do it together. And I wish I could sit here and say that there was a schematic errors on our part and they exploited certain things for us defensively. In some ways, I wish that were the case, but it wasn't. And, you know, that starts with me. As a staff, we should have been better, having our guys in a better frame of mind to come out here ready to put forth the right type of effort and mentality in the second half, but we didn't. We didn't. They're a really good team. They're really dangerous. They have really good players. And honestly, they played better than we did in the second half in every facet of the game. Our guys fought at the end, but no disrespect. It shouldn't come to that. It shouldn't come to that. I appreciate the effort of continuing to stay with it all the way to the end of the game, but we didn't play a Wofford basketball second half. And truth be told, that's not good enough for everyone in our program. Myself, our coaching staff, our players, nobody.
Coach, what's the message now as you get ready? You got two games left, one on the road, one at home, before everybody figures out where we are and head up to Asheville.
Yeah, we have to get back to playing harder and tougher, more together than the opponent. And we didn't do that. We didn't do that tonight. And that's completely unacceptable. And it's as simple as that. So we got to take Sunday off and we got to reset on Monday and get back to being who we are and doing what we do.
I want to point out Corey Tripp's career high 31. I know you probably feel like Corey, he doesn't really care about that right now. He's all about the team. It was a great performance, but I bet he traded for the W.
Yeah, the only thing that matters is winning.
Mm-hmm. Period. Dwight, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Perry joining us post-game here, and obviously